delighted to be joined by Sault Éan Lough na Cara's manager, Willie Madden. Willie, you're back in a county final. I suppose there's a little bit of things to be put to right from last year, maybe from a Sault Éan Lough na Cara perspective. You didn't win the final last year. You're back in it again, and I'm sure you have great intentions to try and turn over your opposition, Castlegar.
Absolutely, Tommy. Yeah, look, we were disappointed not to win last year, and hope we've learned from it. We were fortunate enough then to go on into the All-Ireland Series, and that was a fantastic experience, but certainly a lot of us won't forget how disappointed we were after losing to Kinvara. So we'd like to right the wrongs of that day, and we're lucky to be back so soon in another intermediate county final, and we're hoping to right the wrongs of last year now, I think.
Of course, you're there on merit again this year. There's no doubt about that. I mean, and you did mention that experience of playing in Croke Park, which is probably every player's dream to play in a final in Croke Park. It didn't go your way on the day, but nevertheless, I think, you know, the display that you put on and the support that you got that day in Croke Park just has to bear well for when you're back in the county final again.
Absolutely, yeah. No, tremendous occasion, tremendous learning occasion for all of us, myself included. To get up there, and the majority of the girls are still, thankfully, are still with us. So, there's a real focus about the team this year. We never thought we'd ever get to Croke Park. Let's be straight up about it. When we started out last year, and it's amazing what a bit of luck and a lot of effort, how far it can get you. And we'll be looking for hopefully to bring some of that luck to us for next Sunday again.
The fact that you are competing, you know, quite regularly now in county finals, you know, has to go down a lot probably to the underage structure within the club as well. And the amount of numbers that you have, the quality of training that these young girls are getting from a very young age, it's obvious, you know, from people on the outside looking in that you're a club that's driving forward all the time, development, the skills and the social aspect of the whole lot, and a very strong camogie club there.
Yeah, look, you're spot on. There's a lot of people have put in an awful lot of work and are still doing it night in, night out down there. We lack in facilities, to be straight up with you, Tommy, at times compared to some other clubs, so that makes it even a bit harder for us. But there's tremendous work going on, huge interest in camogie in the city. We have girls now underage on inter-county teams, which we haven't had for a long time, but we're having them on 14s and 16s and minors, and we had three on the intermediates this year, as you know, and we've never had that before, the representation before. So great to see the rewards, all the work that's been done being rewarded for so many people behind the scenes for so long. And look, the run we had last year has helped, I think, to keep the young girls playing. And if it does that, I suppose we're delighted too. That's what we want to see. And there's some girls come through every year. And I think that is a success to every team, really, as far as I'm concerned, is that feeding through from underage. And we're lucky that we've had girls feeding through over the last number of years. And that's we've built our team on that, to be straight up with you.